Weather conditions across the Midwest over the next week to 10 days will become a little bit more interesting, I think, mainly because we have opportunity for rain and a couple of complications coming into the picture that will make the guessing game all the more iffy, I guess, is the best way to put it. We do have, first of all, a weak cool front that will be moving through the Midwest here over the next 24 to 48 hours. The frontal system is not going to be very active for many areas. A quarter of an inch of rain, local amounts to half inch, may occur across portions of Iowa today into tomorrow. We'll see similar conditions in Illinois. I think a lot of these areas will just not do very well with precipitation. It'll be a big tease for most of them. For the areas further to the east, though, I think there's a chance for some better rainfall potential with some amounts running a quarter of an inch to three quarters of an inch, maybe even something a little bit greater than that. As we move on out in time, a surface high pressure center is going to settle into the eastern parts of the country. It's a fairly strong system. It'll bring temperatures down to a little more seasonable range. A lot of 60 and 70 degree highs expected in the Great Lakes region and 70s and lower 80s across the lower parts of the Midwest. We may even see another risk of a little bit of patchy soft frost in the northeastern corner of the U.S. and southeastern Canada as we get into the weekend. Now, in the meantime, there's a trough of low pressure that we've talked about the past day or two that's going to move into the western Corn Belt and generate some precipitation. Well, today's larger high pressure system over the eastern United States will limit that storm system to the plains and to the southwestern corner of the Corn Belt. The storm system will produce substantial amounts of rain in hard red winter wheat country. In fact, the situation there will get not just about ideal for planting in the second half of this month across some of the areas in Colorado and western Kansas and immediate neighboring areas. The only place in the plains that doesn't get much rain, central plains I should say, will be in Oklahoma and north central parts of Texas. Well, this system will come back to the north as we get into the early part of next week as a warm front forms across the plains and western Corn Belt. We'll have an opportunity for some rain and thunderstorms to develop in parts of west central and northwestern Iowa, eastern Nebraska, and eventually into the Dakotas and parts of Minnesota. This frontal boundary will probably produce a couple tenths of an inch to three quarters of an inch of rain again, with some localized amounts upwards to an inch and a half, and that may impact a part of Nebraska and west central and northwestern Iowa, as well as some areas in the eastern parts of South Dakota and Minnesota. The situation will be closely monitored. Well, one of the complications to that forecast I just made mention of, with the rains in the upper Midwest and the west central parts of the Corn Belt for late this weekend and early next week, is a tropical system that has been advertised by the GFS model to move into the Texas-Mexico border area. Now, that tropical cyclone could restrict some of the moisture that would flow northward normally from the Gulf of Mexico into the western Corn Belt. Therefore, the storm system for early next week could end up being a much weaker event. We believe that some of this tropical moisture from the system, if it does actually evolve and move into Texas, will probably stream into the parts of the lower Mississippi River basin and eventually into the lower eastern Midwest as we get into the middle to latter part of next week. Now, that's a long way out in the forecast and confidence is low. But what would likely happen after that is a cool front will cut through the Midwest from Canada and likely move that moisture away from the Midwest and generate some shower and thunderstorm activity in lower eastern parts of the region and then clear things off and cool things down. We may even see some nippy weather up in the upper parts of the Midwest following that event. In the meantime, our temperatures are going to cool down a little bit in eastern Midwest. As I mentioned before, it will still be hot, though, today and tomorrow. We'll look for temperatures in the 90s again across a big part of the Midwest with some 80s scattered around as well. The lower and eastern parts of the region will be hottest today. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.